Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone joining us here this week with Dr. T. Each week, we get together with amazing guests and have conversations that are both inspiring and hopefully to help you grow. If you're a premium podcast member, go over and you can look at previous podcasts by going to the podcast tab at drtenpenny.com. You'll see there's four levels of membership there, and we believe we have developed something for every budget. So with that, we're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. Well, welcome back. And let me introduce to you today's special guest, my dear friend, who is going to launch my new year here with me on this year with this week with Dr. T, Dr. Brian Artis. Dr. Brian Artis is a retired chiropractor, certified acupuncturist, and nutritionist. In 2019, he launched Artis Labs, a company with a core focus that includes creating doubt in big pharma and restoring faith in nature. The slogan for Artis Labs is, "We put our faith in God's healing power and all the nature around us. When God created the earth and man, he got it right the first time." I dearly love that. Brian is also the host of the wildly popular The Dr. Artis Show, where he is determined to warn, educate, and inspire people around the world to be have better health care. The Dr. Artis Show podcast and all of his content can be found at thedrartisshow.com. He and his wife Jane live in Dallas, Texas, and he travels the world literally trying to take out and stamp out the travails of trauma. Dr. Brian Artis, welcome to This Week with Dr. T.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I'm so excited to be able to be a part of your new year, 2024, and want to just give my sentiments to your recovery over the last several months, and I want to say thank God you are healing and you're back in the driver's seat.
Well, that is really where the gratitude needs to rest. I was thinking about this morning when I got up to Brian, I was thinking, you know, the full-blown part of this stroke process was August the 29th. And so August, September, October, November, December, you know, it's only been 4 months. And in that length of time, I'm driving, I'm traveling, I'm now back to work. I've been doing a ton of writing. And, you know, by the grace of God and all the prayers of the hundreds and thousands of people that kept me in their prayers, my two angels, Tracy and Michelle Kay, who came the first 2 weeks and got me set up on the right food, the right supplements, all the different things, my physical therapist that came. I'm just so grateful. And this is a great way to launch this new year with gratitude of saying, you know, it's, you know, my team just stepped up to the plate and kept things going. And so it's easy for me to now, you know, I'm about 90 to 95% back to where I was before this whole thing happened. I have some stamina issues and a little bit of things that I'm still working with, but hey, considering it's only been 4 months, my blood pressure is finally stabilized. Everything seems to be pretty well back on track. So thank you for that. And thank you to this wonderful audience. And thank you for all the things that you sent me and all the prayers and things like that as we start this new year.
Yeah, I was very glad to hear that there are people who have reached out to reciprocate the love you've been giving to the world for the last 20 plus years, where people showed up for you while you've been showing up for us for 20 years. And me particularly, I'm just one of millions.
So what's your launch for this year, Brian? What is 2024 going to do for you? Or what are you going to do that is either more of the, you know, I'm sure it'll be some of more of the same, but what is going to be new for you in 2024?
Well, if I said one specific thing that was going to be very different, Sherry, I've actually tiptoed around the idea. I've met with literary agents. 2009 was the earliest at considering writing a book, and I've never done one. I haven't really been motivated to write. I don't even like writing. I like researching and building presentations. I mean, I really do love that, and educating people vocally, not really typing. So to sit down and type is actually very tedious for me. So I actually have a resolution for the year 2024. I actually started meeting with the literary agent about 6 months ago, building like my confidence and being able to write successfully and not waste my time doing that. And I have a goal to have by September of this year, a full book written and published by October. How about that? So September, have it done. By October, hopefully have it published. So that is one thing. On top of everything else I'm trying to do or feel like I'm supposed to do, that is just one big deal. In fact, next week I'll be taking time. Someone has gifted me an opportunity to use a cabin in the top of some mountains in Idaho where they have no Wi-Fi. And I'm going to go there next week and literally spend 7 days without any technology access whatsoever. And I am going to try to force myself to start writing a book that I've wanted for over 14 years now, I guess. So anyway, that's number one. So,
well, you're really good at talking, Brian. Why don't you talk it and then transcribe it and then edit it? I mean, there's a software that I use. It's called Otter.ai, and it's really pretty good that you can take any MP4 and just drop it in there. And then you have to edit it because, you know, one of the things that I found out by trying to transcribe lectures is that, you know, in English, the written language and the spoken language are very different. You know, the nouns, the verbs, the adjectives go in different places. It's one of the reasons why people who don't speak English and then, you know, try to learn English as a second language, why they say that English is one of the hardest languages to learn. It's because when you learn it from a textbook perspective and then you try to talk about it, it's very different in word idioms and all the different things that we have. But it's pretty good. It's a pretty good software. And then the other thing I would say to you, one of the best pieces of advice that I've gotten, because I've written 3 books and I'm up well on my way to one that I'm working on, two that I'm working on right now. One of the best pieces of advice that I ever got from a person who taught journalism at a local university, this was years ago. She said, you know, Sherry, a book is not written, dear reader, blah, 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 the end. He said, it's not written like that. So if you jump around and you put things together that, you know, you glue it together, your final product will be very different. And that took all the stress off of things for me to just know that when I wanted to write about different things and bring in different chapters, I didn't have to just, you know, stay in a straight continuum. So that's my little 2 pieces of advice to Dr. Brian Artis about sitting down and writing your book. Don't expect it to be, you know, dear reader, 300 page later, the end.
Yeah, I think what I struggle with too, that's great info. Thank you, Dr. Sherry Timpany. I think one of the big things for me is I always think there's more info I'm going to need to actually put into a book. So I always think, how can I actually summarize everything I've learned and want to articulate into a book when I don't think the research is done yet? So that's one thing. I just think there's always things that I'm learning and I just never have never stopped. And for me, it's like, if you end a chapter, what if I learn stuff later that corresponds to that same topic? I guess you just write a second edition, but I've just never done that. But
or you could write a 3 or 4 page addendum and post it on your website.
That's very true.
Announce it on all of your podcasts and your interviews and all the things broadcasting that you do, you know, that the next chapter is available on your website.
I love all these recommendations. I'm going to learn from the expert. I'm going to actually go try to write for a week in Idaho by myself, just typing. And when that doesn't work, then I'm going to switch over to transcribing and downloading Otter.ai.
It's an app. It has a fee. It's a monthly fee on the app, but it's really worth it. you know, a lot of different things that, you know, where I want to get like an exact quote from somebody. Sure. You know, if I can get their MP4 and drop it into Otter, and then you can search it and go right where you want it to be to get the exact quote. You know, our team uses that quite a bit. It's Otter, OTTER.AI. Actually, I learned that from a publisher that I was talking to not too long, maybe a year or two ago, that she said that they use it for everything. And she has a lot of the, you know, their ghostwriters write it, that they do a lot of interviews with people and, you know, they're getting all the information is in terms of all the interviews. They drop it into Otter. Then they've got the exact language. They've got the voice of the person who they're trying to do ghostwriting for. And then they can pull it in, and it makes the process go a whole lot faster too, I guess. So,
love it.
So there you go.
Thank you. This was totally worth starting off your 2024 with you this morning.
Well, I think, you know, you're just a wealth of information, Brian, just a wealth of information of all the years of nutrition and diet. I mean, I would also for you, because you've got so much you want to say, you know, between all the remdesivir story, all the stuff about the venom story. For you personally, I think it's probably super important to make an outline of what it is you actually want to talk about, or, you know, you're going to be kind of all over the place.
Well, I have been able to complete an 18 chapter outline and then the bullets of what I want to flow through each chapter. So that has actually been built out. It's taken about 6 months to do it. Now I just need to go sit down and start filling in the gaps.
Sit down with a microphone and record it. It'll go a whole lot faster.
That is what I've always thought, except this literary agent who happened to be the literary agent who kicked off Tony Robbins's career by evaluating his first manuscript. And then she rewrote it for him and then educated him on the use of hooks. She's the one that helped him develop his Unlimited Power book, which is still being sold in every Barnes and Noble in the world 30 years later, or 40 years later now. She's the one that's actually helping me do this. And she's the one that's been, I've told her many times, what if I just record it and then transcribe it? And she's like, you are an incredible speaker, but to transcribe that from speaking styles to writing styles, people don't read the same way that we speak. Like you were just mentioning, right? We're very different in the way we talk to each other versus writing to each other and with the English language. So she's trying to get me to just sit and write. So I'm going to go do it. And when and if that doesn't work at all, Sherry Timpany, I will tell the literary agent, I appreciate all your help. Sherry Timpany gave me a tip.
I think you and I are talking to the same person.
Could be. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Or maybe they have a lot of the same feelings.
I don't know. I think I know exactly who you're talking about, and I've talked to her multiple times.
Yeah.
So
we're going to see if we can pull this off.
You're going to. You'll just rock it. It'll just be great. So beyond the, you know, what do you think the health freedom movement is going to be like this year, Brian? You know, we've both spoken at Clay Clark's events, and, you know, it's my understanding that this summer June is his last event that he's going to do. And then there are all of these other health freedom things that have come up that I'm not convinced that they are good for all the people that have been involved for a long time. What is your thought about that?
Yeah, the health freedom movement, what I worry about the most is a laxadiacal, like emotional experience for this next year. There kind of feels like there's a lull in the urgency of knowledge that we were experiencing over the last 4 years. In fact, if I didn't think that there was a benign attitude around medicine and actually taking care of your own health at home and taking care of your own health in your families and in your own personal life, if I didn't think that existed, I would have never spoken up in the first place. In fact, one of the first questions that was written to me about this interview was that we'll dive into was, I'm sorry, I'm going to jump around here, but one of the things that I was most concerned about currently is people not being as concerned that there is deceit in the mainstream media and in the pharmaceutical industry and kind of dropping that because we're outside of an emergency declared of COVID. And now Joe Biden in May of 2023, just last year, 8 months ago or whatever, supposedly dismissed the emergency. And I think that my biggest concern at all period is that we're going to return very easily if we don't stay on top of researching on our own, eating well on our own, doing our own research, praying, staying spiritually grounded. I really do worry that we will be easily deceived again if we don't continue to build up our wall of distrust in man and medicine and science and continue to build our faith in God and spirituality. So my concern is that we don't keep our defenses up and our antennas up looking for deceit and warning. And I really do hope that we don't return back to this feeling of 100% blind faith in all other human beings on behalf of our lives. And that's what I think was one of the biggest problems and why it was so easy to deceive so many people worldwide with the COVID-19 narrative. And that's what I really worry about. Also, number two, I worry about, it's really sad to watch, but man, have you not witnessed the fractioning of trust within the movement? And that really bothers me. So I think people are going to once again return to their little bitty cubby holes of support groups and individuals they just happen to like, and they're just going to fall apart. When in reality, the reason why I believe the movement was so powerful over the last 4 years was the fact that there were so many different professions, value systems, who all just came together as a human family and decided to stand up to what appeared to be deceit, lies, and outright assault on our physical health. And so the fact that many of us were able to drop our disrespect of each other in professions, like, for example, Sherry, I felt very excited 4 years ago with the fact that many medical conferences that were being hosted and sponsored, that they were contacting chiropractors, naturopaths to come out and be a part of their medical conferences, even those giving continuing education hours to medical professionals. I really did love the fact that they were opening up their arms to invite others in to help educate them on topics that they felt were important for their audiences and for their profession. What I worry about is people returning back to that we can't trust chiropractors, acupuncturists, MDs, that finger pointing stuff. That I don't like that stuff, and that hasn't helped anybody ever. The truth is, I believe that I worry that individuals are going to become more individualistic again and not want to gather together in groups and be unified as a team, a humanitarian family, to continue the fight of freedom and liberty. And even in all aspects, political, spiritual, physical, that would be the medical. I worry that we're going to drop our defenses and think that life is going to return to the solemn, the solemn, and I don't even know what I want to call it, but we were definitely primed to be deceived in a hurry. So because people weren't actually, I think they missed it, unfortunately. And that was, it cost a lot of disease, effort, strife, anxiety, panic, confusion, and it hurt a lot of relationships worldwide, what they did with COVID. And I worry that we're going to fall victim again to the same kind of narrative if we don't stay
engaged,
spiritually attuned and grounded and engaged. Yeah, I worry people are not going to be engaged. That's a great word, Sherry. I worry people aren't going to be engaged.
I think that there's a bunch of reasons why we need to stay in the game. That's actually one of the things I'm writing so much about right now. And because, people are experiencing COVID burnout. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to know about it. They just want life to go back to the way it was pre-COVID, which it will never go back to that. And people have got to understand that this right now is the inhale before the next exhale. I mean, there's this pause that's going on as they are getting the next layer of things ready for us, like this WHO treaty. Like, they're already starting to say the COVID cases are going back up, and that, like, Kaiser out in California and the Cleveland Clinic here in Ohio are starting to put mask mandates back into place. I'm traveling a lot more these days, and you're seeing people still on airplanes and in airports walking around with masks on. And so the fear factor is, I mean, it's just going to be just a matter of seconds before suddenly, it seems like the whole population is like, oh my gosh, it's the next variant. Put on my mask, social distance. Where's my booster? It's like we learned nothing through that whole process. We just experienced it, and now it's over, and now we forget all the lessons. William Durant, I've got his 20 book series upstairs, and I honestly, I haven't read it, but I've read the summary of it. And basically, he was the person who said, if we don't learn the lessons of history, we're bound to repeat them. And so it seems like nobody really learned the fact that you can't trust government. You've got to stand up against this tyranny because they've got more money than God, and they've got, you know, all they can buy, all the right resources. And they're smart people. They're not stupid. And so everything that they throw out at us is a market test. They throw it out there and they see how people react. They fall back, analyze the data, what worked, what didn't work. You know, oh, this worked, we'll do more of that the next time. This didn't work, we'll drop that. It's a market test. And if people need to start seeing that, like bird flu, swine flu, H1N1, and now all the COVID stuff, and it's a market test to see how far and how fast. Maybe this last time they pushed us a little too fast, and so there was a lot of revolting people about, you know, the COVID cards and, you know, the biometrics and all these different things. So we'll just keep going forward and doing what we're doing, but we'll do it a little bit slower. We'll add more bells and whistles to bring people into the fold a little bit faster. I'm in total agreement with you, Brian, that, you know, we have to really keep people engaged. And I think Amen. That's really a message for this year is the reasons to stay engaged, you know, to fight for our food, fight for our water, fight for our air, fight for our civil liberties, fight for not being microchipped and using your retina scan to do everything. I mean, all of those things are like people just want to spend time on TikTok. They don't really care.
They really don't. They really dumbed us down and distracted us and addicted us to all kinds of technology and entertainment. And you're absolutely right. The engagement is super important. In fact, not that this is why this interview is here, but 6 months before September of 2023, I'd actually met with a group of people and I said, I'm feeling this impression that I need to do my own conference and I don't want to. I mean, I really didn't want to at all. I had zero interest in doing it. In fact, I'd been fighting the impression for like a year. I didn't want to do it. You know, when God's like pushing you, you and I have had moments, I'm sure of it, where we have felt the impressions of God, either auditorily hearing it, feeling it, getting the peace, getting the confirmation, reading it, someone coming up into your life or an experience that you had that changed your entire trajectory of your life. I've had many moments like that where God has inspired me. And I felt like this was something he was doing, was pushing me to do this, and I didn't want to do it. So I'd actually gotten the impression of the name of the conference, the people I should invite to speak there. And when we did it, I remember thinking, we're going to schedule it for September. 3 months later, Joe Biden comes out and dismisses the emergency of COVID a month early. And I remember thinking, oh no, I ain't falling for that. This is perfect timing. And for people out there watching this, the very last week of August, I actually am in a documentary that some guy named Tim Murray put out, and the very first thing he asked me, he goes, so can you tell me what you're worried about? And this is in September, I'm being interviewed. And I said, yeah, so Joe Biden dismissed the national COVID-19 emergency in May. Nobody's fallen for that. This is exactly what I said. And in September, this is in September, I actually said, they're not stopping. This was a 3.5 year experiment. They're not actually now reviewing all of their data. Y'all better be ready. They're going to launch the next one. They're about to find out what worked, determine what worked, what didn't work, and it's coming. In August, Joe Biden comes out and makes selling incandescent light bulbs illegal in America. Now, the very next week is when my conference is scheduled, and the entire second day of that conference, half of all the presentations are going to be about nanotech, 5G radiation, 6G radiation, microwave technology, ELF, and how they're trying to make us the Internet of Things. And we had discovered that LED light bulbs emit something called blue light. And they actually talk about in their papers that blue light technology helps them conduct with their CRISPR technology that they're injecting into people. They can use blue light from your cell phones, laptops, smart TVs, and LED lights. They can use the blue lights to enhance Cas9 CRISPR tech to do gene editing of our DNA.
Wow.
So we had been preparing this for 3 months at our Healing for the Ages conference in September. The week before we go on stage to do this presentation, Joe Biden makes it illegal to sell incandescent light bulbs. And now you can only buy LED lights. Well, if you look at an LED light bulb, it actually tells you on the package of every singular LED light bulb, it says it gives you an FCC warning that these lights can be controlled with radio frequencies. Well, did you know that you're putting little radio antennas inside of every light socket in your home when you put an LED light in there? And the blue light that they emit can be controlled by radio frequencies in your own home. And then how many of you knew that Wi-Fi routers in your home now actually contain 5G technology? And in the inserts for your Wi-Fi routers, it actually says in really small print that we don't read, we actually showed the world at the conference, it actually says you have to call in to your provider and tell them to turn off the 5G radiation coming out of your device if you didn't sign up for that. Well, no one signed up for it. You wanted Wi-Fi. Well, now every single home having Wi-Fi routers put in them has these little bitty 5G towers inside your Wi-Fi router. You don't even know they're in there. Now you've got blue light tech all inside your home and your LED and smart devices. You've got which emit the blue light tech, and you've got 5G routers in your home and you had no idea. 5G towers are sitting in your Wi-Fi routers and you don't even know it. And you have to call them and tell them to dismantle that and turn it off so that they cannot just turn it on at will whenever they want, because they have the ability to do that and it's in your contract and you had no idea. So to stay engaged is important. And to try to stay ahead of that, you were light years ahead on the vaccine awareness and education and the warnings about those. And I couldn't be more grateful to you, because I actually physically say every day to every patient and every family I've seen for 20 years, thank God for Dr. Sherry Timpany.
Because well, in 2001,
she made a DVD, a little video of a presentation about the risk of the vaccine injury from CDC documents. And it was just a little VHS tape, I think you did with about 20. I remember seeing about 20 people in your clinic or something. I don't know where you were, in a little room with a little draw, like you just pull it down, little screen, and you had a little projector and you were going through the slides. And I was like, oh my God, this information is phenomenal. I've never heard any of this. And I had a one-year-old at the time, my only kid, and now I have five kids, and none of those have been vaccinated ever since I watched that singular video and then went off and did my own research to confirm what I'd heard about in your video. I wanted to know for myself, how accurate and how real is this medical professional being, and how honest is she being? I've never heard any of this stuff. Blew my mind. One of the life-changing moments of my life.
Well, thank you for that, Brian, and hold that thought for just a minute. We're going to take a short break. And then we're going to come right back and talk a little bit more about blue lights and 5G emissions, because I think that's really important. So hold that thought and we'll be right back. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. There are an awful lot of people that are affiliates for Mike Lindell, because we all really appreciate what he does for this country. We appreciate the hard work that he does, and we appreciate his products. He has more than 200 products in his store, everything from pillowcases and comforters to doggy beds and to wonderful slippers and bathrobes. There's something for everybody and something for everybody in each age group. I mean, one of the things that I really like a lot are the pillowcases, the children's Bible story pillowcases that I just think are such a great way when you tuck your child into bed at night to use these pillowcases that they come from his store to start to tell the story about Adam and Eve and Noah and the Ark and different things. And they're colorful and they're really pretty. So from children all the way up to your gentlemen that want to have like nice slippers or to your dog, the doggy beds and things are just wonderful. So my pillow is a great place to shop for just about anything that you want. And if you use our affiliate code DRT, that helps us, that can benefit us, it helps Mike Lindell, and you'll get a great product for anybody that you're shopping for. Okay, so welcome back, everyone. Thank you for being here with us today. That's right before the break, we were talking about LED lights. You know, that's incredible because everything has gone to LED these days. You know, they're cooler lights in terms, and they take up less electricity. They're brighter. You can get more light out of them. But now you're saying that they're really harmful, and we've got 5G antennas in our Wi-Fi. We've also got smart meters on our water. You know, so if you are taking a shower, you're taking a bath or something like that, you've got smart meters, electronics. I mean, we are an affiliate with EMF Soul, which I'll put in a little plug right here. You know, EMF Soul. Where you can put in the affiliate code DRT and get 15% off, you know, if you're EMF Soul electronics. And I've got that all through my house. I've got one sitting over there plugged into the wall. I have one that I travel with. Do you think those sorts of blockers, EMF blockers, I mean, I personally don't think they help 100%, but in terms of all those types of technologies, something is better than nothing. Do you agree with that, Brian, or do you have other thoughts about that?
I absolutely do. There's a few things that we have learned, studied, and then clinically used and applied in our own homes like you're doing, and actually been able to test them to see that they do reduce the exposure of EMF radiation, electromagnetic radiations, microwave radiations, electrical EMFs, 5G radiation, Wi-Fi tech. We have like tri-field meters here. I've got all kinds of EMF readers, radio frequency detectors here in my home, and I can sit them on this desk and I can turn on all my technology. You'll get your readings, and then I can bring either a big slab of shungite onto this table and it will literally go to zero. Like even if I have it a foot away from it, all the tech here is putting off all this electrical interference and it will be neutralized by just putting a piece of rock right here called shungite. Also, you don't know it, but sitting behind the monitor I'm looking at, actually there's a Faraday cage with a red light bulb inside of it, and it's on right now. And this is a red light technology that was developed by John Harvey Kellogg in the late 1800s, and he wrote a whole book about it in 1905 called Light Therapeutics. He was able to develop a filament inside of a red encased glass light bulb that the red light, infrared light that it puts off and emits from the light bulb neutralizes all kinds of toxins, EMFs, any radiation, Wi-Fi, 5G. In my home, I can turn on any EMF device, test any kind of EMF from my home, my TVs, my laptops, and I can turn that on within 5 feet of anywhere I'm at, and it will neutralize it all to zero. So when I turn on my entire studio here, that light automatically comes on and it's sitting about 5 feet from me, and it actually neutralizes all the dirty electricity and all the EMFs being put off by these devices. So yes, I can actually physically see it. And I just want to throw something out there, Sherry. I thought this was awesome. John Harvey Kellogg's book, Light Therapeutics, written in 1905. I was told to read it about 4 months ago. I'm about halfway through it because there's a whole bunch of books I like reading and I'm trying to study from. In the very first chapter, the last sentence is in 1905, he writes, "We can turn on these red lights and we can neutralize snake venom in a human body."
Oh my goodness.
And he talks about how he reversed 1890 through 1905. He used red light saunas to cure people of lupus. Dr. Tempany, I didn't even know they knew what lupus was in 1905. 1905, he writes, "We can cure lupus with red light technology. We can cure autoimmune diseases and many cancers just by exposing people to 10 to 15 minutes to red light, this infrared technology." And I'm sure the wavelength technology of the lights of red light, far infrared, mimic the frequencies that Royal Rife had been studying and would be studying 15 years later after Kellogg's invention with these red light saunas. So if anybody wants to learn about those, you can read the book Light Therapeutics from 1905 by John Harvey Kellogg. And to me, these are just some of the things that have been lost in translation or intentionally been dismissed from our awareness.
Well, two questions about that, Brian. Number one is, where is the book readily available, or do they need to go to like archive.org, or where do they get that book?
Yeah, I simply typed in on Google, actually, Light Therapeutics, and it came up on Amazon. It comes up from some independent publishers, and I just purchased it. It was like, it's reprints of the book, and they're very nice. Paperback book. I've got mine downstairs. I'd show it right now on the screen, but Light Therapeutics, it's a big book. It looks like a manual book, paperback about that thick, and it's a wonderful read. Oh my goodness, it's very exciting. These are technologies, I think, that have intentionally been dismissed or taken. You know, Tesla's work, a lot of Royal Rife's work were taken from him. These are things that were being found to cure people naturally. And there's a lot of institutions that don't like that.
You know, there's a lot of, I don't know, healing centers, I guess you could say, that are around that have these, they look like tanning booths, tanning beds that you lay in them. They're totally red light and they're quite expensive. And the beds themselves are quite expensive. It sounds like there's a much easier and less expensive type of technology. Where can people find something like that, or what can they do to put that up in their own home?
Yeah, so this specific John Harvey Kellogg patented and designed light bulb was actually recreated over the last 10 years, and it took 4 years of this guy. His first name is Brian. Just like my name. But Brian actually was studying this book from 1905 and how they were curing diseases with lights. And he decided to see if he can get a light bulb manufacturer to create or recreate the same light bulbs. And it took him 4 years to get them to actually wind the filament using the same tech, getting the same red stained glass to be able to manufacture these lights. And he did it. If you want to learn more about his technology, he created these all organic cloth enclosed bamboo grounded mat on the bottom, enclosed infrared saunas. And it's called sauna.space. That is the website in its entirety, sauna.space. There is no .com. There is no .org. Sauna.space. If you want to go there and look at his technology, it is beautifully designed, all organic cloth, all organic dyes, stitching. There's all organic bamboo grounding mats. In fact, these individuals who created this and have been manufacturing them for about 10 years now happened to come to my Healing for the Ages conference as an attendee, but they never met me. They weren't there as a sponsor. They just attended. And they couldn't believe that Dr. Ed Group, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Janice Schmidt, and myself were doing presentations on blue light technology and the benefits of red light at neutralizing it. He had no idea we were going to be talking about that. So he was super thrilled. Later on, happened to meet a business consultant, a business coach, literally the very next day in Dallas, Texas, after my conference, which was in Dallas. And him and his girlfriend were super excited about the days of the conference and the things we were discussing. And so when he meets with his business coach, the business coach says, "What are you guys so excited about? You guys look like you're high on something." And they were just super pumped about something. And they said, "We actually just attended what we considered the greatest healing conference we've ever attended in 20 years. It was called Healing for the Ages. It was just here in Dallas. It was miraculous. We actually canceled another conference to come to this one. And we heard about it. And we had no idea that these docs were going to present on red light therapy as a way to protect against energy weapons today. And we've spent the last 10 years developing a red light technology to offset EMF frequencies and help neutralize exposure to toxic interference from technologies." And he goes, the business coach goes, "Well, what was the conference called?" And they said, "Healing for the Ages." And the business coach looks at these guys and said, who was just consulting them in the moment, said, "Oh, so did you get to meet Dr. Artis?" And they said, "Wait, how do you know Dr. Artis?" And he goes, "Oh, I've been a business partner, dear friend of his for 5 years."
Oh, wow.
And they were like, "What? Seriously?" No, we did not go talk to him. There were lines of people the whole time, lots of pictures and stuff. So we didn't do that. But he goes, "Yeah, do you want me to introduce you to him? If you want to go meet him, he's only like 10 minutes in his house from where you're sitting." So Anyway, they put us on a text chain and we started talking, and they brought to my home their sauna and built it. They actually came and built it in our home. It doesn't take very long to build it. It gets delivered in boxes and you can set it up yourself, self-assembly. It's very simple. It's beautiful technology. Then he demonstrated it for me and the people that work for me in my home. And he would have these really sensitive devices for every form of dirty electricity in my home, in my downstairs study where we built it. And he would actually put his foot up against an outlet. You'd see the massive charge, Wi-Fi routers in the room. You could actually see the actual emittance. And he backs up slowly into the sauna with the door open. And everything goes to zero immediately when he gets in front of the red lights. It's really miraculous. And we have used it every single day since we had it put in our home 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And it's very exciting to read the book to understand the benefits of red lights. I will tell you, before reading the book, I started using the sauna space. And the first time I used it, he said, you'll get it. You'll use it and you will learn what length of time, exposure, the amount of number of lights that are in there that you can turn on and off. You will learn. But he started out with telling me, start with 2 minutes facing it. He's like, face it for 2 minutes, then turn on the stool to your left side, just exposed to the lights for 2 minutes, put your back to it for 2 minutes, rotate around for another 2 minutes. So start out 8 to 10 minutes. Well, I decided to do it facing it once and then going around and then facing it again. So 5 times exposure for 2.5 minutes. And when I did that, I didn't really feel a lot, although I loved how hot and how sweaty I was getting. I loved it. I mean, it's like instant sweat. You turn on the lights instantly. There's no warm-up period. You immediately start sweating. It's incredible. And so within about 12 minutes, 10 to 12 minutes of doing this the first time, I remember getting out going, man, that is incredible heat. That feels good. I get out, I go in, and I decided the next day I was going to do 6 rotations. So I put my back to it a second time and exposed my whole back to the lights. And Sherry, something happened. I had this like surge of energy and then clarity of mind I haven't had unless I was on like, I don't know, 2000 milligrams of caffeine maybe. I mean, it's just like instant, like, whoa. And I was just sitting in lights and it never left all day long. The next day I was like, wow, if 6 rotations at 2.5 minutes did that, I'm going to do 7. I did 7. When I did 7, something else happened. I actually felt like I had crashed, not physically, but I was so tired and like, oh my God, I felt worn out. Then I decided to read the book. And I started reading the book from Darren R. Kellogg.
Like when all else fails, read the instructions.
That's right. Yeah. Men don't like reading instructions. We'll do that later. It's only once you finish and you see all these extra bolts and all these extra screws and you're like, wait a minute, what did that go to? Maybe I should have read the book. So I go back and I'm reading the book. And in the second chapter, he starts getting into the duration of times at which our cells and our capillaries can be exposed to red light therapy, that it will actually enhance your energy. And then when you go over that amount, it will create extreme fatigue. And I was like, holy crap, it just did that to me. So now I do 2.5 minutes, 6 rotations or, you know, in front of the lights. And there's actually 7 or 8 lights in my sauna. When you first buy it, the basic model is like 4, then you can add additional 3. They just brought the big dog. So you individually can turn on each of the lights and you can actually expose yourself to whatever the amount is that you feel comfortable with, not too hot, not too cool. And then your timing, you just want to play with, but it's never more than 15 minutes that you're in there.
How large is this?
How big is it? So it's big enough for me to sit in, and it's probably 5.5 foot tall, and it's all beautiful organic dyed cloths, different colors you can pick from, and everything is wood or bamboo. It's beautiful, actually. So it's probably 4 foot, 4.5 foot wide by 5 foot, 5.5 foot tall, and about 4 foot deep. And so you just go in there and sit on. They got these like nice little stools you sit on the bamboo grounding mat, and you just rotate on that stool, and they have organic towels they give you. They also, just so you know, Sherry, one of the most amazing things, the reasons why he could back up into the sauna and neutralize all EMFs, he has created a third layer option for people who are curious to have it. If they do their research, they'll definitely want it. But you have these all cotton organic cloth covers of a tent you're in. It's a beautiful, squared off, beautiful sauna. It's beautiful. But they have these layers you can purchase that you can put in between those organic cloth layers of the exterior. And there is a silver cloth lining option, which is actually 30% silver cloth, 80% or 70% organic cotton. And that weave is a Faraday cage, so it blocks out all EMF. In fact, it was installed 2 days before that emergency broadcasting system, like test they did. And I decided after watching him do the demonstration, I was like, well, when they do this EMF burst, I'm just going to go sit inside the sauna and close the door because it was neutralizing all these EMFs. It was really awesome to watch and witness. So anyways, very powerful. And for me, it's been a very exciting tool. In fact, individuals, if you don't know about this, I think you might be talking about things that are similar to like those med beds that have those lights you lay down in and they put off these red lights, but there are different sources of red light tech. These light bulbs are John Harvey Kellogg's patented filaments and red glass light bulbs that he designed in the 1890s to 1905. This stuff works. It is phenomenal. It is great. So you just need to use them. And I want you to know that there are these helmets, for example, that have red lights that a lot of people use for hair loss and alopecia because the red lights actually will help them regrow their hair. The warning is when you don't use the helmet every day, your hair will fall back out. That is not true, but that is what a lot of people talk about. My wife had extremely thinning hair after having COVID in about 2.5 years ago. Now, people know her story about chewing nicotine gum and seeing all of her symptoms reversed, except for hair loss. Now, for me, the hair loss wasn't as significant as POTS symptoms, tinnitus, loss of taste and smell for 2 years. Those are all very physical. The hair thing wasn't as big of a deal for me, but man, was it a huge deal for her emotionally. It wasn't until two things happened in the same week that her hair started growing in massive amounts. When we had this red light sauna put in our home and we started using it every day, and then the same week, someone had given me in Kansas at an event we were speaking at, walked up and gave me and my wife a wave watch, which puts off these electrical frequencies. You just wear it like a watch, and it puts off various frequencies, and you can just change whatever frequencies you're looking for. So she chose hair loss. It puts off these little sound, different sound frequencies. And her hair with the red light frequencies, which is an energy thing, along with the wave watch, is the only thing that started growing her hair. And she's got all this hair coming in that she hadn't had for 2 years, which has been phenomenal to watch. So this red light tech has actually provided, and you learn in the books. I didn't know if you knew this. I did not know this. John Harvey Kellogg realized and learned that the skin itself and its capillaries, when you use infrared technology, 80% of all of your blood in your organs and in your body gets moved into your capillaries of your skin. And John Harvey Kellogg, MD, is talking about in 1905 that if you have a congested liver, a congested spleen, dysfunctioning kidneys, if you just take the blood out of the organs and move it into the skin, it is so much easier to decongest and detoxify organs to help people heal and recover than if you use any other form of technology. If you can just get that stagnant blood, which is congested in the liver, which was the main organ he was focusing on, the spleen was number two. If you can just bring the blood out of those organs and force it into your skins, you can do it within 1 minute with red light therapy, he talks about in 1905. And it does, man. It's pretty incredible. I never pictured and realized that was the power and the volume at which our capillaries could hold blood. I had no idea.
You know, I remember this was many years ago, 15, maybe 20 years ago. I was at a conference and pre everything. And they were talking about different light frequencies to treat different conditions. And they sold you these little packets. They were like $10 or something. They were like different colors of cellophane. And they were green, yellow. I remember being green, yellow, red, blue. And that you could, if you had like an ulcer, you had like eczema or psoriasis or something, and you would take the colored that they had a little manual, the colored cellophane, and hold it over top of that skin lesion and just shine a regular light, like a flashlight through it, that would impact that color onto your skin. And they had it all mapped out, that yellow, green, blue, orange, pink, all these different colors of cellophanes had different frequencies, and the light was shown through those would take those frequencies into your body. And I've never forgotten that and thought, you know, how novel that was. And, you know, it kind of went by the wayside like a lot of things do. But you know, now you're saying that there's really science behind it and it's been around for a really long time. And I wonder what the effects of other colors would be besides just red. I mean, obviously red is doing an amazing number of things, but I'm wondering like orange or pink or yellow or something like that. And if there's something written about that, or maybe, I don't know, maybe you've investigated that, Brian, but there's a lot of, there's, you know, our eyeballs only see this electromagnetic wave of light like this big. And, you know, like birds see a little bit bigger and dogs hear out to hear. That's why they can hear thunder from, you know, far away. I mean, there's so much to what God created and what just is around us that we could be using other than just, you know, chemical-based pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, it's not just vaccines that provide health and impact our life. It's pretty funny. So, and Sherry, you mentioned about the lights in the book by John Harvey Kellogg called Light Therapeutics. He discusses in there that in their clinic, he had this massive, huge institute where he was doing only natural healing. He actually talks about how they experimented with the different lights that are reflected from colors and how they support the healing of a patient in a room. So they had all the rooms in their institute colored, like painted different colors, and they could actually test and actually physically test what's the impact of reflecting light off of those colors on the human being. And
wow.
Imagine my shock that all things now are white, like in hospitals and clinics, right? Everything's white. There is no color, but he talks about the color spectrums and how all colors of light influence and impact health and healing or the opposite.
Which is another reason why we always advise patients to go outside, you know,
yes,
early in the morning, get grounded, like, you know, barefoot, put your feet on the literal earth and get exposed to natural sunlight as much as we can. And you can see all the nefarious things that they're doing to block out the sunlight, you know, so you can't get the normal sunlight. Stop carbon dioxide, which is important for all of our plants to live, you know, all the different things, you know, carbon neutral, no nitrogen in the soil, which is important and essential for plant growth. I mean, it's everywhere that we look, we can see that the people who are in charge of all this money, a lot of this technology and all these different things are doing everything they possibly can to negate humanity, you know, all the transhumanism things, all the transgender stuff, all these different things that are happening to just stop what God has created on the planet. And so in our last couple of minutes that we have here this morning, Brian, you know, I think that, you know, we're both very God-centered people and we run our businesses and do our messages from that perspective. I think it's the most important thing that we do is to get people to understand that life on earth is so finite and it's only here for a really short period of time. If you live to be 100 years old, it's still a nanosecond in terms of, you know, eternity. What sort of things for coming up through the rest of the year here in 2024, I mean, would you really like to encourage people to do for the upcoming year as part of their new pattern for health?
Yeah, this is a great question, actually. And it's something I think you and I have had a perspective that we've held on to very tightly and close to the chest for last 20 years, actually. I actually would recommend for most people to recognize the real problem I think that COVID presented. And it's not just COVID was the problem, but you're right. The whole world has changed since COVID happened. In fact, if you go to New Orleans and you ask somebody, what do they do for a living? Do you know what they say? You want to know what I do for work? Pre or post Katrina? This is what they say. Everything is in relationship to pre and post Katrina, the same storm. All my relatives are from New Orleans. So everywhere you go, hi, how are you? How's life? Pre or post Katrina? Everybody is everything pre and post storm, pre and post storm, pre and post storm. Everything's going to be now pre or post COVID. I mean, our whole mm-hmm. lives were changed as a result of COVID. Why was COVID such a big problem? Because the majority of mankind has had blind faith in man and science rather than God and nature. You've all put more faith that your health and your life should be dictated by man and science over God.
And nature.
So God designed your human body, and I believe God gave you your brain, your immune system, your organs, this frame, your spirit, all that was designed by him. And he gifted us this incredible, this opportunity to live on this earth that he also created. And we get the opportunity to spend and expand our abilities, our personalities, our character, our spirituality, and our capabilities that God's given us. And we were made in his image. And I think that we get, the farther we get away from that, the more easily we're going to be manipulated. Man has done nothing but try to attempt to destroy the human family, destroy our belief systems, destroy our earth and the life that is on it. And then also they're attempting to change our DNA that God gave us. And I think if we really sat down and actually stayed in ourselves for just a moment versus watching Netflix and TikTok all day long, if we just would spend time quiet or spend time in the scriptures or spend time with loved ones without TVs, radios, or social media, if you would just spend time with each other, you would realize just how grand life is. You can be reminded on the incredible, all-knowing, all power of God that he instilled inside of his creation, which is you. And then your faith and belief system in God would replace the doubt in God and in your own potential to heal and survive calamities. Like, it is so simple, yet many people in this Protestant primary country of America, all those who profess to be Protestants, you all say you believe that God is all-knowing and all-powerful, but you also say he created you. But we behave like he screwed up on day six when he made us. All of us do from the time we've been born. You, who are sitting in church every Sunday, on your knees, reading your scriptures, you say out loud you believe God is all-knowing, all-powerful. He created you, you believe it, and he created you perfectly in his image. Yet the moment your grandchild is born or your child is born, we have been conditioned to go like this. Oh, God did a great job. Look at my beautiful, perfect baby. It's got 10 fingers and 10 toes. And there's a man or woman in a white coat standing there going, actually, God screwed up. He forgot an immune system. We need to inject him with our science-created hepatitis B vaccine, our vitamin K shot, you name it. We got to do that right now. God forgot this stuff. And you all behave like he did. Like, oh, I guess God did forget. Here, inject him with your wonderful science drugs and experimental crap. If you can just really, truly evaluate yourself and the level at which you are convinced God is all-knowing and all-powerful, your faith will immediately turn to what God created, which was you and everything on this earth prior to Big Pharma.
Well said. Well, Dr. Brian Artis, thank you so much for being my launch person interview. This has been incredible for health and for everything. So I'm so grateful and so honored for the generosity of your time. How can we best find you and support what you're doing?
Two places, I guess. The drartisshow.com is where most of my stuff is actually located. My presentations, PDFs, there's patient resources with all kinds of charts and reports. And then you can find me on, you know, Live with Dr. T. You can find me on every censored platform on earth. You can find me there. Look up all censored platforms. You can find me on all of those. And then number two would be healingfortheages.com. If you haven't attended that or downloaded that, even the post-production, go there and sign up, put in your free email. We will be sending out monthly alerts about what we are doing and working on and what we will be presenting at our Healing for the Ages 2.0 conference coming up in September of this year, which will be very exciting. I wish you could have attended the last one in September, but you were busy healing and recouping per doctors, mothers, and people who loved you's orders.
Well, Brian, thank you so much. And I want to thank all of our listeners for being here with us today. Just don't forget all the things that we have in store for you this week. Tonight, Monday night, I have my live show, Bridie on TV, on Bridieon.tv, which is 10 Penny Files on Your Health. It's 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And then every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., we have Morning Coffee with Dr. T, which is open forum question and answer. Tuesday night is Happy Hour with Dr. T, where we have discussions with great authors, great pastors, people from a very Christian perspective. It's my give back on my, one of the things I do for the Lord is my Happy Hour with Dr. T on Tuesday nights. And Thursday nights, we are starting in the month of February, a four-part series on biblical eschatology with Dr. Justin Prock that you will not want to miss. It's the most mind-blowing thing. Some of the things he said are kind of controversial, which will rock your world on how you walk in your walk with the Lord. And that's at 7 p.m. right after Critically Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P on Thursday nights. So I want to thank everybody for being here today. Thank you for coming back and being with me. And as we have lots of new and important things that are coming up this year that I think are going to be fun and are going to be very telling and very educational to put you in the right space moving forward and the reasons why you need to stay in the fight. So as we close out this morning, I want to say thank you again to everyone. And I close out all of my live broadcasts with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, remember to lean into God, trust Him for everything, and goodbye, and have a great week, and God bless. And thank you again so much, Brian. We'll be back with you here in just a minute. Take care.
I am grateful for you, and we love you. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.